This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, January 22nd, A.D. 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Hindu radicals destroyed a church building under construction in India's Telangana state on Wednesday. The Hindu mob stormed the construction site, harassed the volunteers working on the building, and broke down the pillars and walls. The mob claimed the church was being built too close to a Hindu temple. Pastor Afzal told International Christian Concern, quote, "We have waited for nearly 22 years to have a permanent church structure. Yesterday's incident has shattered me and my church," end quote. Such attacks are common in the country. But Jesus said in Matthew 16, verse 18, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." On Tuesday, the U.S. became the first country in the world to label Communist China's treatment of the Uyghur people as genocide. The announcement came from the Trump administration the day before the swearing-in of Joe Biden to the presidency. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said China has targeted ethnic and religious minorities through forced labor, forced sterilization, and forced abortion. 500 church leaders in Scotland signed an open letter calling on the government to reverse its ban on worship services. Scotland is the only jurisdiction in the UK to criminalize church attendance under current coronavirus restrictions. 30 church leaders also signed a letter saying they will take legal action against the Scottish government if the church service bans are not lifted. Scottish pastor William MacLeod said, quote, "I believe strongly that the church should be free to run its own affairs, subject only to Christ and the Word of God. Our covenanting forefathers fought for this and died as martyrs for this cause in the 17th century," end quote. God said in Exodus 10, verse 3, "How long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me." President Joe Biden issued over a dozen executive orders on his first day in office aimed at reversing numerous Trump administration policies. The orders included mandating masks on federal property for 100 days, rejoining the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Agreement, halting construction on the U.S.-Mexico border wall, and protecting sexually perverted lifestyles in federal workplaces. Biden also plans on reversing the Mexico City policy and restoring taxpayer funding to the international abortion industry. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops denounced Biden's opening executive orders as, quote, "moral evils," end quote, that threaten the liberty of the church. A federal court ruled this week to block enforcement of the Obama-era directive known as the Transgender Mandate. The rule required medical professionals to participate in gender transition procedures, even if it violated their religious beliefs. The ruling marks the second time a federal court has blocked the Obama administration rule. One of President Donald Trump's lasting impacts is reshaping the federal judiciary. Pew Research reports over a quarter of active federal judges were appointed by Trump. This includes 3 Supreme Court justices, 30% of active appeals court judges, and 27% of active district court judges. Trump flipped the balance of several appeals courts from a majority of Democratic appointees to a majority of Republican appointees. In just one term, Trump appointed 54 federal appellate judges compared with President Obama's 55 appointments over 2 terms. U.S. coronavirus deaths exceeded 400,000 on Tuesday, with case numbers topping 24 million. Weekly coronavirus deaths peaked in December at 17,000, but were down last week to about 2,000. Reuters reports the national rate of hospitalizations leveled off over the last couple weeks. And finally, Jaden Sutton, an 18-year-old Georgia student, received a new car recently after a kind-hearted woman noticed he was walking 7 miles to and from work each day. Sutton was saving to buy a car, but LaVonda Wright Myers observed the diligent student and organized a campaign for him after giving him a ride to work one day. Myers told Fox News, quote, "We need more love in this world. Hate and division has plagued this world, and I'm determined to do my part. one person at a time, end quote. Acts 20, verse 35 says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Friday, January 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.